It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. I'm sorry to say it is me, your host, Joe Canale, here for your Daily Sports Dump. Now, of course, if you are a listener, you know that this is not a daily situation, the Daily Sports Dump, but that's okay. It's daily today, and every day that we do it, it is daily. So in a way, I'm right, okay? Now, today's episode is the first in quite some time, and you didn't miss much. I didn't miss much. We're here in the summer drought of sports, and that's why today's subject is momentum. Now, momentum, of course, is a big topic in sports. Teams always rely on momentum. And momentum is also a big part of podcasting. So since we've had a big absence, I think it's apt to talk about reverse momentum, which is what I had with this podcast. Actually, the last time I did an episode shortly after, I had a meeting with some people about doing this or some other podcast. And at that point, I stopped doing this podcast. Is it because I was afraid they were going to listen in and steal my ideas? No, that's ridiculous. It's because I'm probably a self-destructive personality, perhaps. Who knows? Point is, I'm back. Momentum is going in the other direction now. And what a good time for it, because football's coming back, and that's really the best time for people to listen to senseless sports talk on and on and on. So we're getting close to that, but we're not quite there. And that's the funny thing, because all these sports sites, while I have spared you having to listen to episode after episode of random ridiculousness that has nothing to do with sports, because there are no sports, instead of that, I've left you just to your own devices, whereas other sites like, I look on ESPN.com today, and they're talking about the Yankees as the big underdog this season. So that's the stretch that they've gotten to right before football coverage starts. And like on The Ringer, I don't get what The Ringer's obsession with Woodstock 99 is. They've clearly invested a lot of their writing towards the Woodstock 99 festival. As if anyone was interested in it then, why would anyone be interested in it now? I don't know. I think sometimes that The Ringer relies too much on maybe just one person's thoughts. You can decide who you think that is. Yeah, the mailbags are still funny if he ever does them anymore. But yeah, go on The Ringer and there's like, 100,000 words dedicated to Woodstock 99 and what a disaster it was. That's the other thing. It's not like Woodstock 99 was like this big cultural thing that we're all still, it's the original Woodstock we're still talking about, but I guess they didn't want to go that far back in their research in The Ringer. So that brings me to what is there to do during this sports drought? I mean, it's almost over, but I again will make a plea and a ploy. No, more of a plea for you to get into the Premier League soccer, folks. It's on NBC and NBC Sports Networks. And here's the thing. If you're addicted to sports, there is weekday soccer, okay? Yes, there's weeknight football almost every night. But this is for people who are, you know, either at a job where you don't have to work that hard, like most jobs, or you're unemployed, like most people who don't have those jobs. Daytime soccer, you are looking at premier athletes, people making millions of dollars to play the sport they play, and you can watch at work or at home during the day. That's the best, and it's good watching. You got to learn, you got to get into it. It's like jazz. If you don't like jazz, well, I can understand that. Just smoke a little more weed, and you'll start to like it. All right, now, like I said, this is the getting our momentum back episode, we are at such a slow start that, as you can probably tell, it's just me. So it would be awful if there was someone else at this point, and I've gone 5 minutes without talking, or 4 minutes without letting them talk. I guess it depends on who that guest would have been. But they're not here, so it's just you and me. Talking about how there's going to be more of these sports dumps. So you need to subscribe and then listen and rate. And listen, you got to keep me going, and insults keep me going. So it probably keeps you going. I know everyone wants to be a troll. So as long as they're clever and relate to the show in some way, those will keep me pumping out shit for you to make fun of. All right. So that's all we have now. We'll be doing some more, actually, I don't know about topical, but regular episodes coming up. And also, one of the big highlights of a couple years ago, my daughter has agreed to do NFL picks once again. So if you're a gambler, that's the best way to do it. All right, and now for the announcements. You can download, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes or Spotify or on Podbean. Just look up The Sports Dump. You've already done that. And you can follow us on Twitter at The Sports Dump Show. That's where you can put your comments and insults, or on Facebook at Sports Dump, or on Instagram at @the_sports_dump, because I accidentally deleted the actual Sports Dump address we had, and no one can ever get it back. And then we have all of our stuff, videos, audios, wordios, articles, at thesportsdump.com. That is www, or whatever it is, thesportsdump.com. And we also now have a Patreon account, which I get it. You can hold off on getting to that a few more episodes. But if you want to know, it's at The Sports Dump again. And everyone who becomes a patron gets a free micro bumper sticker of The Sports Dump. It is a micro bumper sticker, which means it's a bumper sticker so small that it defeats the purpose of existing at all. And that kind of says about all you need to know about The Sports Dump. Hopefully we'll have some jokes on some of these days. We'll have some good interviews, and I might be putting some of the old interviews we have up, like with Sarah Spain, ESPN personality, or David Sampson, former president of the Marlins, who I kept calling the GM. You can go back and look those up, or maybe I'll put them up again in the future. Either way, look forward to more entertaining entertainment, more entertaining than this, from The Sports Dump. I'm your host, Joe Canale, letting you go.